One of the biggest appeals to having an online business of your very own is time freedom. The ability to set your own hours and to take a break when you want has a huge appeal. But the flip side of that is that because we're our own boss and the only person in our business at the beginning, we sometimes get caught in this trap of feeling like we can't take a day off because what will happen when we do? Will our business keep running without us, or do sales just take a break when we take a break? So in today's episode, we're actually going to jam about some ways to keep your business working for you, even when you're not working as a solopreneur. So stay tuned. I'm Carrie Carlisle, and I'll be the first to tell you that there's no one right way to build your business online. There's just a right way for you. After helping hundreds of coaches and course creators sell their programs, I've seen firsthand that success doesn't come in a one-size-fits-all package. And I'm here to show you that you can build your business any dang way you want and to inspire you with stories of different women who have overcome different challenges and have built their businesses in different ways. So let's dive in and help you create a life and a business that you love. This is the Choose Your Own Biz podcast. So this is a topic that I am really passionate about. And if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, or you're on my email list and you've been following me, you might be thinking, oh, Carrie, I already know what you're going to say. You're going to tell me that ads are the thing that keeps your business running 24/7. And yes, ads are amazing and I absolutely love them, but that is not everything. In fact, ads can only be effective if you have a couple of other things set up in your business first. And that's what we're really going to talk about today. Because when I was working in a 9-to-5 job, I had 3 kids at home, trying to build my business in between all of the nooks and crannies of my day was really, really stressful for me. I didn't have anyone else to back me up, right? So it always felt like when I wasn't working on my business wasn't working. You know, and maybe you felt that before, where it just feels like if you are not actively doing something for your business, that things aren't getting done, and you're not making sales, you're not getting leads. And if that is the case, then I think this episode will really, really help you out. So what we're talking about more today is thinking about efficiency in your business. Now, I have always been one of these people that loves efficiency. So like if I have to go to a certain number of stores or different places, I will literally map it out and see where is everything located, what would be the best in terms of time management so that I am driving the least number of miles, it takes me the least amount of time. The other thing that I am huge on is if there's something that can be going on in the background while I'm doing other things, I will do it. So for instance, even if getting the dishes washed or running the dishwasher or the washing machine, is not the most pressing issue. In the back of my head, I will always be thinking, yeah, but that could be going on while I'm doing other things. So one of my first priorities is always to load the dishwasher when I'm doing chores on like Saturday morning and cleaning the house, or to start the washing machine because I feel like things are happening twice as fast, right? Because the dishwasher and the washing machine are doing their jobs and washing my dirty things while I am like sweeping and doing the other things that those machines can't do for me. And so when I think about my business, I go about it the same way. What can I set up in the background that's always running for me, that's always doing things for me, so that I can be off doing other things? And that's what we want to think about here. So when it comes to making sure that your business is able to keep working even when you're not working, one of the biggest things that you have to think about is having some systems in place. Now, I'm not talking about complicated, fancy funnels or anything like that. I'm talking about going back to the basics. So I want to ask you something. If somebody were to just stumble across you off of the interwebs, they just found your website, or maybe they found your Instagram profile or Facebook, is it clear to that person how they can become a lead, how they can become a customer, what it is that you sell and how they can work with you? And is there content sitting out there that they can consume that builds know, like, and trust even while you are not there? That is what we're talking about. I know that I talked about in a previous episode having some of these systems in place in order to scale, but really at the very beginning, you need to be clear about how somebody can become a lead, become a customer, work with you, and have a way that you are building trust all the time. Now, I have to tell you, I was just talking about this week with my students inside of the Sales in Your Sleep course, because we were talking about how to actually market their mini product. And a mini product is a great way to actually kind of knock out all of these things, because they become a customer, they become a lead, they get to know and trust you real fast, because it's a tiny no-brainer purchase that people can just make. So if you have a link to a small offer like that, or a freebie that's totally fantastic that people love, what we're talking about is how do we get the message out and make it clear to everybody that this is the next step of working with you. So I thought I'd share just some of the strategies I was teaching my students inside the Sales in Your Sleep program this week with you, so that you can start to think about, do I have everything optimized out there in my business so that people do know what I do, how to become a customer, how to become a lead, even if I'm not there telling them? What is my little internet presence doing for me? So these are some set it and forget it social media strategies and internet strategies that I like to talk about. The reason they're called set it and forget it is because for the most part, you can just set this up once, not worry about it, and it will just do its thing. So first, let's talk about links in your bios. What are your bios doing for you? So when it comes to like your Instagram bio, your Facebook bio, your Clubhouse bio, LinkedIn, Pinterest, wherever you have a bio sitting out there, you're typically allowed to share at least one link. Like Instagram, we all know, has one link that you can share. So what is that link doing for you? You want to put your bio in such a way that you let people know how you help them, and the link should be the next step for where you can help them out. Now, if you have Instagram, you can do a link tree where you have multiple links. Maybe you could put one to your blog. Maybe one goes to a freebie. One goes to book a call with you. That's totally fine. But make it clear as day where that link is that they can press, who you help, how you help them, and what they can do to take the next step. So you can go and look at all of your bios. This might be something that could take you like, you know, an hour to go check out and make sure that your bios tell people exactly who you are, what you do, how you help them. Okay. You can update the cover photo on your Facebook business page, on your Facebook group. You can make it so that it gives them a link to go take a next action, to get a freebie, to get your mini offer, whatever that first step is. Make sure it's clear in your cover photo, because then anyone who's coming and checking you out, they see that and it might prompt them to go and take that next action. You can do it on your website. So one of the things I see about websites that's so interesting is we try to be so pretty and we try to make things look so nice that we aren't as clear as we need to be. And we want to give people as many options as possible. So like one of the things you can do is you can put an announcement bar at the top that always is present to let them know, here's this freebie that you can go get. When they first hit your website, one of the first things that people should see is a way to join your email list, or mine is to buy a mini product. Again, that's what I do instead of a lead magnet right now. And you can even have a pop-up when people try to leave your website, asking them if they want to get this free thing or if they want to get the mini product before they leave. Like not an annoying pop-up, but if you had one that went there, then you might get some people signing up to your mini offer or your freebie and becoming actual leads on your email list. Another thing that I love to do, because one of my specialties is messenger bots, which I know I haven't talked a lot about on the podcast, but one of the things that I love teaching my students inside of my messenger course is to build out a welcome message that does three things. One, tells them where they can consume more content about you, points out like your live videos, or your podcasts, or your blogs. One of them tells them how to become a lead. One of them tells you how to become a customer. So that even people who are sending you a random message on Facebook know, here are the next steps I can take. Another thing you can think about too is it's a great place to put frequently asked questions. If there's questions that you get all the time over and over again, you can put them inside of your messenger bot and answer them for people right away, which really they appreciate because it gets their questions answered quickly. And now you're not answering the same question over and over again. You have the time to respond back to them as a human when you see a message come through. So those are just a few of the places where you can go and check out, make sure that your links are present, make sure that there is clear, specific ways that they can become a customer or a lead. And that is where these things will just keep working for you, because you do this once, you take half a day, get all these things in place, and then that's it. You just let it sit. And I remember, just to give you an example, because you might be thinking, well, this isn't really going to help me. This isn't going to get me a ton of traffic, right? Yes and no. It depends on how you drive people to those places afterwards. But knowing that it is built there, you never know what's going to happen. So here's one of the examples I have. When I set up my Messenger bot welcome message, the way that I teach my students inside of my course, I set it up in a specific way where the first option they had was to become a lead on my email list. And just from people messaging me different questions, I got an additional 162 people on my email list within about 4 months of people sending me messages about other things. So was it a huge number? No. But because I was doing other things and they were interested, they sent me a message. And I still got back to them about the message they sent. So I was building a relationship that way. But in the meantime, until I could get back to them as a human, they were able to click on the link and join my email list. So this is what we're thinking about, right? We're thinking about what are the little ways where we can just set it up and gather those leads as they come in. Another place that I didn't even mention is, for sure, if you have a free Facebook group that people are joining, ask for their email address and exchange for a free item that you're going to give them. Make sure that you're capturing these people in such a way that if they're asking to join, they're going to get on your email list. And there are ways to automate that, which leads me to the second thing I want to talk about, which is automations, right? You want to make sure that people get what they need and when they need it. And a lot of this stuff, though, can be automated. So even as I'm talking about one of the biggest drawbacks with Facebook groups, is what I was talking about a minute ago. You can ask them for their email address and you can use it to build your email list. However, you typically have to save that information and manually enter it, and that can be a drag. But there are other tools that you can use that will save that information for you. So for instance, in that case, a lot of my friends who have Facebook groups use something called Group Funnels, which will automatically save all of that information down for you. And it saves you time, and you can set things up so you can automatically put them in your email list. So even if something feels like it's a drag, start to look and see, where can you add automations in? If you haven't looked at the tool Zapier yet, you absolutely should. It is one of my favorite tools for automations. Hands down, it can hook up so many different tools to be able to save you a lot of time. So that's one of the things that I specialize in, and one of the things that I love, because if you can free up your time, if things are automatically happening on the back end, that's fantastic. So I'll give you another example. So a friend of mine was talking about this. She has her customers fill out a Google form when they first get to know her. So imagine the process. She sends people to this link, to this Google form. They fill out the Google form, and then she uses Zapier on the back end to take the information from the Google form, which is saved automatically in a Google spreadsheet, and then it sets up tasks for her to do over in Trello using Zapier. And so all these little automations, now when somebody sets something up, it goes and sets up a task list for her. She knows what she needs to do next. The customer gets taken care of. Nothing's missed in the process. And it's freed up her time from having to manually go in, check the form, create all the Trello boards and everything that she needs. So start really looking at ways that you can automate. And what I like to think of is sitting down and visualizing, if I had a secretary taking care of things in my business, what would I have them take care of? List out all of the ways that you would have them do something and see if there is a way to automate it. A lot of times there are ways to save time, to automate things completely, even using tools like Zapier. And that's where you get kind of creative, and why I really love helping people to set up automations, because it can help you save time. I really do feel like automation is one of the best ways to build relationships in a business, because when you implement these automations, you now have time as the business owner and extra free space to build solid relationships with the leads coming into your business. Whereas sometimes you're just bogged down with all like the ticky-tacky little details of getting things done to be able to build those relationships. So that's the second thing, is really sit down and see what things can you automate in your business to just take some of the burden off of you of these smaller tasks. And then the third thing comes back to content. So one of the things you can do is pre-schedule your content and your emails to automatically send out. So with emails, especially when someone becomes a lead, when someone joins your email list, you definitely should have a nurture sequence. This is actually a form of automation. It is a nurture sequence that they get sent right away and helps them to take the next step. That's either to get warmed up to you and really get engaged with like your other content, if you're going to be pitching something live later, right, during live launches, or if you have automated things, if you have a mini product, you can sell it in your nurture sequence. If you have an automated webinar, you could send people to that. If you want people to book a call, you could ask them to book a call within the first couple weeks. All of those things of whatever the next step is for that person, build it into a nurture sequence so that when they become a lead, that is always working for you. And then beyond that, schedule out the emails that you're going to send every week. Schedule out what content you have. Now, I haven't always been the best at this. This is something that I am constantly working on, right? But what I do know is I at least sit down and schedule out what the topics are going to be for the different weeks. And that helps me to stay focused and bullet point what I'm going to be talking about. So even if it's to that point where you've at least planned what's coming, it can take a lot of burden off of having to show up on point all the time in your business. Now, the other thing about pre-scheduling your content, I found this fascinating, and this, I wouldn't have seen this, anyone, no one would have seen this coming. But as of the, when this episode is dropping a few weeks ago, right, this currently it's March of 2021. A few weeks ago in this timeline, we had in Texas, not here, I'm in Arizona, but in Texas, they had this whole huge debacle where there was snow that shut everything down. People were without power for days. They were without water for a long period of time. It was just a hot mess. And it was interesting because one of the marketers that I follow, she didn't miss a beat because all of her content, she didn't have power for like 3 days, but all of her content, her podcast, everything was pre-scheduled a couple months in advance. And then she would go in and add personal touches here and there, but she had all of her main content pre-scheduled out. So it went out like just perfectly. She didn't even miss a beat because of that. And then she was able to still focus on taking care of her family and doing the things that she needed. And I only learned about this afterwards because she did a follow-up podcast episode talking about what had happened and how amazing it was that her business had kept running while she was experiencing this. So she did a separate podcast episode about that. But just think about the energy and time you could save to just schedule everything out and not have to worry about it and kind of chunk it out. That way you can just take vacations and not have to worry about things. And on the flip side of that, here's another fun way. You can repurpose what you've done before and just resend content out. So I had another friend, her medium for presenting content is Facebook Live. So you think about that, Facebook Live, you're like, oh man, that is, you have to show up if you're going to be live every single week. So when she went to go on maternity leave, which she knew she was going to be taking off like 8 weeks of time, she took her old content and she created a 10 weeks of the best of show. And what she did was she uploaded, re-uploaded the live video that she did and let people know, they knew that it was a pre-recording. She wasn't actually live, right? And she was just saying, this is top 10. This was number 10. It's the countdown to my number one most watched, most commented episode that I've done on Facebook Live. So get creative. And this is more about planning ahead of time, but get creative when it comes to how can you be putting that content out there without having to show up all the time. And then now that you have those things in place, you can put ads on top of that, right? You can put ads strategically to your content running 24/7. You can drive traffic over to your website. You can drive traffic to your freebie because you have all of those things set up. So now you can add that as kind of like the cherry on top of the ice cream sundae. where the ads are now going to be more effective, because if people get into your space, even if you're just running visibility ads where you're driving people to your website or you're driving people to watch videos and they're checking out your social media, now you've set everything up in such a way that they know exactly what you sell, how to become a lead, how to become a customer, and they have plenty of content that they can go and watch to build that know, like, and trust. And really, it's like the foundations of having things in place in order to put those ads above and beyond it. And the other cool thing is, even if you're not ready for ads yet, if that's not your jam, think about now that you have all of these in place and you have your systems optimized, where else can you link drop, right? We're used to people name dropping, but where else can you link drop? So if you're doing a guest podcast, if you're doing a guest blog post, if you're doing a Facebook live video or something like that, or you're in a different Facebook group, you can just drop your link. You can drop your Instagram handle. All of these places, when you drive traffic to them, now it'll be clear as day the next step that they need to take with you, so that it's not a wasted effort. Because if you don't have things set up, if you don't have a way set up to get people on your email list, if you don't have everything clear in your bios and whatnot, it doesn't always make sense to send them over that direction. Because if you're sending traffic to a place that people don't know how to get to, it's like sending people to a city that they've never been to before, and you are not giving them a map. You're just like, okay, go over there. Good luck. I'll see you there. You have to make sure that the map is printed out and given to people so that when you tell them to go to that city, they know exactly how to get around and what to do once they're there. So that's it. If people know what to do when they see you online, then your business is still working for you even when you're not. Even if you're not running ads, when you have these things in place, there is a way for people to find you. So that's it for today. I hope this was really helpful. I hope you got some excellent ideas about things that you can go tweak or change or make sure that you have so that your business is really, truly working for you even when you're not. So thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you next week on the podcast. Are you ready to launch an online course or program but don't know exactly how to do it? Maybe even just thinking about the time and energy it takes to actually launch without your launch taking over your life can make you want to put on your sweatshirt, pull out the Ben and Jerry's, and binge watch Friends on the couch. Well, I'm here to say, put that ice cream away, my friend, because all you need is a solid strategic plan, and that's what I'm about to share with you. Inside my Launch and Win Blueprint, I help you create a customized step-by-step plan to take you from paralyzing overwhelm and frustration to successfully launching stress-free in as little as 4 weeks. And the best part is that it's only $27. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, get all the details and grab it now by going to launchandwin.com.